Coming up at the top of the hour, our special guest will be Steve's daughter, Brandy Harvey.
Hey, Brandy!
Yeah. And she has a word for us this morning. Yes, she does. Brandy's going to tell us about her brand new book. It's called Breakthrough Sold Separately. Brandy will be here at the top of the hour. Right now, it's time for something funny. Before we left, Steve asked us what was on our vision board that we're working on, and he got around to everyone. But time ran out before we got to you, Steve, and we want to hear what you have to say. And then Sister Odell's coming by, too, right here. And we want to know what's on her dream board as well.
I don't know. I'm just working on a couple of things in the motivational space. I think that's, got a bunch of other stuff on it, but that's one that's been like popping up surprisingly to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done a few speaking engagements. I did one in Jamaica this weekend. Got another one coming up in Dubai. I do another one in Botswana. So it's kind of gotten global for me.
What do you speak on?
Just motivational, whatever. Like the theme in Jamaica was getting to the next level. Of course, I happen to know about that because I've been at all the levels. So, the story was compelling.
True. From homeless to Hollywood. Yeah.
that's been a ride, man.
I guess that's our cue.
Yeah.
Mom for Jesus. Jen Mom. Lord Jesus. Ain't it good? Lord Jesus. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell. It's good to hear from you this morning.
Did you adjust your voice?
No, ma'am.
Oh, there it is. It pops in and out. It's like it's got a shout in it. Hi, boy.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Odell, how you doing?
Good. You back to being respectful. That's mighty kind of you.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Shirley.
Well, hello and welcome, 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 Sister Odell.
Well, girlie, good to be here. God, it's good.
Amen, Sister Odell.
Just ran right through me just now.
Sister Odell?
Huh?
We were just talking, and normally, we don't ask people, and I don't want to be disrespectful, like, of age, what their dreams are. You know what I mean? We usually reserve that for younger people who have the majority of their life ahead of them. But we wanted to take the time, since you're here, to ask you, because... surely you still have some dreams.
Well, see, when people gets around my age, they don't call them dreams anymore. They calls them bucket lists.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay. All right.
Good point. Well,
see, that's the difference. It ain't just what you want to hear up and do.
That's what the bucket
list is. This age, you need to start scratching stuff off. You ain't got time to build nothing.
All right, well, then tell us.
Yeah. All your building years is done.
Yeah, that reminds me.
You just need to get some money out the bank and go on over there and see it.
All right, so what's on your bucket list, Sister Odell?
Well, I was thinking maybe before I leave this world, thinking about marrying LeBron James.
What?
Go ahead.
Not
really?
Mrs. James, though.
You're just thinking
about it. Yeah, Odell James. They said it'll be easy if I married that wide receiver from the Browns, OBJ. Because then my name is already O, and then his name, Junior. Odell Beckham Jr. See, it'll be just Odell Jr. But I like Odell James. Big old strong buck come down the floor with that basketball. Jump that high.
Yes, ma'am.
Basketball.
I know it'll never happen, though. It's just a bucket list thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, what's something on the list that, you know, is attainable that you think you can
accomplish?
Wait
a minute. Hold on, sweetie. That's bucket lists can happen. You know, it's not up to you.
This is
no, it's not. It's not. Okay.
Yeah, it's not up to you, sweetie. You know, I'm trying to change and become a better person. So, you know, what you're not going to do is tell me it's not doable.
No, I didn't say that, but no, that's not what I mean. But I'm just wondering.
He is married, Sister O'Dell, currently.
He's married and he's a lot younger.
Things happen. I've been married 11 times. Things happen, sweetie.
Okay, be positive.
You just put it on your list and see how it go.
Okay, what else is on your list, Sister O'Dell?
No, I didn't say I was happy.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Every week,
here you come.
Get him, Odell.
You know, just always, you know, you just get on your tippy toes and you just start talking. It's just amazing how you just won't shut your mouth.
Okay, I'm out. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, geez.
Amazing.
Well, I don't know how Kate does it. I'd have been and put your lips in so far back down your throat.
Okay, what else, Sister Odell? Marrying LeBron.
You know,
James.
I was listening to your strawberry letter yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
And you had that letter where that fool had jumped on a 16-year-old girl and was tussling in the flow they were two dudes in the street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Girl, that remind me of that time. Mm-hmm. Harry Tubman's father slapped her in the mouth. We were sitting on the porch.
Uh-huh.
Harry Tubman pulled that gun out and shot him.
Uh-huh. We gotta come back. I want to ask her something.
Just wanted to throw that out for you. Little history, black history, that little known black history fact.
In October, we love it. All right. Well, thank you, Sister O'Dell. Coming up, it's Nephew's Run That Prank Back. And before he gets to the prank, he said he wants to ask you something.
We'll be back. Thanks, sweetie.
You're welcome, darling. Right after this.